The Wisconsin Democrat is chairman of the Special Committee on Aging. This week, he held a listening session at which pharmacists and nursing home operators, including one from Menasha, told Senator Cole that drug enforcement agency rules are causing delays in narcotic medication for patients, some of whom are transferred from a hospital to a nursing home after major surgery. Michael Shankey operates Oak Ridge Gardens Nursing Center in northeast Wisconsin. He says the Controlled Substances Act of 1970 needs updating.
The DEA rules imply that physicians are available at beck and call, which is not always the case. Healthcare is practiced in a dynamic setting, and the DEA rules are frustratingly static.
The DEA said narcotics are powerful drugs, and the agency must ensure prescriptions are valid to prevent diversion. Long-term care operators say they're being singled out, and that theft of narcotics at nursing homes is no more likely than at other settings. A group of state regulatory agencies, the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, took the middle ground. Executive Director Carmen Catazone says both the DEA and nursing home operators are taking rigid positions.
Mr. Chairman, emotions are running high, and some of the dire consequences predicted to occur will not occur, and in all likelihood, if they do occur, will not be to the extent that they've been predicted.
DEA rules regarding narcotics differ depending on the setting. In a hospital, a nurse can act as an agent of a prescribing doctor and obtain medication for a patient. However, that's not the case now in nursing homes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.